Patriots defensive back, Patrick Chung. Now, Patrick, we'll talk some NFL football, but unfortunately, we got to go back to last Saturday night. What happened to your Oregon Ducks against LSU, my friend?
Oh, man, you're going to bring that up, man?
I got to bring it up.
No, man, I'm not worried about it, man. I'm Ducks all day, but we got a game we got to get ready for.
Well, I just want to ask you, because you guys kind of came in at Oregon, you know, with those uniforms, and I think I love them. But last weekend, what I saw from Maryland, and even Georgia, kind of old school, but Maryland, I don't know what they're thinking. It looks different. Oregon, I've accepted it. I loved your unis. But Maryland, did you catch those unis they broke out?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I saw Georgia's. I mean, you know, Oregon has the best, hands down. So that, I'm sticking with my story.
You didn't have a little side bet with Kevin Falk on that Oregon-LSU game? You didn't have to wear an LSU jersey or anything?
No, actually, we didn't, man. We didn't. A couple guys had their jersey, had their, you know, their little LSU stuff on. I'm looking at Ridley right now. He has his on. But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, when you were a freshman at Oregon, now, you played against Reggie Bush the year he won that the Heisman Trophy winner there, and you're going to see him again here come Monday night. You talk about him as a player maybe back when you remembered in college and the challenge you're going to face here Monday.
I mean, he's good. I mean, he's a good player. He's fast, explosive. I mean, he can catch the ball. He can run. I mean, he's overall a very good player, man. We have to, you know, bring our A game, and everybody has to be on the same page and take care of him.
That skill set on a guy like Reggie Bush, it seems pretty uncommon, Patrick, in the National Football League, a guy who can do all those things you just talked about, almost playing the receiver position out of the backfield at times.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes with any team, man. You got to have players that do certain things. I mean, regardless of who the team is or what team we're playing or what personnel they have, they always have, you know, certain formations in play. It's just playing our defense no matter what they're in and just, you know, just executing.
Every week, it just, you know, it seems like you guys would be going up against some of the best wide receivers in the game. No difference this week. And Brandon Marshall, big guy, strong guy, yards after the catch. Watch a lot of film on that guy. What do you see with him?
He's good. You just said it right now. He's a very good player. He can make plays. You know, we got to keep him to a minimum. And, you know, just play the game and just, you know, play football. It's go time now.
Patrick, how is it different with a physical guy like Brandon Marshall? And I'm off top by like a sports, smaller, speedier receiver like a Steve Smith in Carolina. For you at that position, back of the defensive secondary, man, how's that different? Physical guy and then a speed guy.
I honestly feel you have to play him, not play him the same, but I mean, you can't worry about who's out there. I mean, you have to play your defense and know what you're doing, do your job, make the play on any receiver, whether it's a big receiver, a small receiver, you still have to make the plays on the same routes they run, so it really doesn't matter.
Just wondering how it's going to be for you this Monday night, going out there and lining up and not having a guy like Brandon Merriweather with you. I mean, you've been out there with him now since you've pretty much come into the league.
Yeah, we're not worried about that, man. We got the guys we have here, and it's just going to get better as the season goes along, and we're going to be able to communicate a lot better, and it's just going to get better as the time goes, just experience, and we'll be fine with the guys we got.
Patrick Chung joining us here. Your coach talked about the safety position, Patrick, earlier this week and said that, you know, the idea of free safety and strong safety here in this defense really doesn't matter. You're asked to play at your spot, kind of two different positions. Is that the way you see it, and was that difficult coming out of school?
No, it's not difficult. It's whatever coach wants you to do, period. You're going to have to play down. You have to play deep. You're going to have to cover. You're going to have to tackle. You're going to do everything that you need to do to make yourself a good player in the back end. You have to do all those things. And regardless where you are at any given time or any play, you have to do it to the best of your ability.
You know, Devin McCourty is named captain of this team, and it just seems like it's almost a natural fit to have that safety position be that captain, everything in front of him moving around. Does that change anyone's role out there communication-wise?
No way. No way, man. We have to communicate regardless. If we didn't have any DBs out there, captain, we have to communicate the same exact way, play the same game, and, you know, we're good.
You're getting ready for Miami. This is one of your three divisional teams. Patrick, you're going to play. Does it feel different when you got one of these teams? You know, you're going to play twice in a year. These divisional games take on a bigger meaning for you?
I mean, of course, a divisional game, but I mean, you have to take every game one by one. You know, they're in your division. Just play every game one by one. You can't worry about the next time we play them. Can't worry about the next game. Just worry about the game we're playing right now and focus on that and those players that we have to stop and then just move on from there.
I was wondering if you watched any of that game last night. It seemed like if you're being a defensive back, being a safety, it's almost like nightmarish watching two teams go up and down the field.
Hey, it is what it is. That's why you're back there, man. Make plays.
That game last night as a safety, though, did you see some of the passes Breeze and Rodgers are making, Patrick?
I mean, yeah, he's a good quarterback, but, you know, I'm not worried about that game last night, man. We're about to go to practice right now. I'm trying to get ready for Miami.
What do you see in Chad Henne, the Miami quarterback, young guy trying to go out there and make a name for himself? What have you guys seen with him this week?
He's starting, right?
Yes, he is.
Good. I mean, if he's good, he can make the throws. That's all we need to know.
I was wondering if you're going to give us a little, you know, maybe some confidential. You know, maybe you could give us a little something about game planning.
I know. You didn't give me a question where I had to say confidential.
I know. I want to give you that
softball.
I'll
just save that for next week.
It's a little Patriots confidential with Patrick Chung here on Patriot Fridays. Patrick, get to practice. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. I'll see you.
There he is. Patrick Chung joining us here.